attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination. I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I don't think that I can take anymore.
My friends across the aisle voted over 40 times to derail the Affordable Care Act without success. When do you say enough is enough?
If this government shuts down, it's because you have not accepted the compromise that Republicans have reached out to you and offered.
On this vote, the yeas are 231, the nays are 192. The second portion of the divided question is adopted. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Wow. There
Who's
you go.
Ready for the government shutdown? Woohoo! Yeah, that'd be the permanent vacation. Put them on permanent vacation there. Let's see. Super Don, welcome, my friend. Welcome all of y'all to the Robert Chad Bell Show Sunday edition here on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. We're glad to be with you. If you'd like to be part of the show, I'm sure we can get those numbers out to you momentarily, but Obamacare, shut down a government. What do you want? I want freedom. In fact, I live freedom, and I think that's the living example I'd like to see all of you, or those of you who are ready to step it up, also recognize. They're dancing on the head of a pin. How many congressmen can dance on the head of a pin? It's crazy up there. The claim here is that, well, if you don't pass the budget as is in the Senate with Obamacare funded, we're going to shut down the government. If you send us a bill that says, well, we'll fund the government, but we just want to delay Obamacare for 1 year, they're not going to get together on this. And, of course, they're going to blame each other. How many of you are going to be so sick of this that all the Obamacare in the world is not going to be able to help you, right? I don't think Obamacare covers that kind of sickness. In fact, it creates sickness.
Same old. Here we are once again. We've got a Democrat in the White House. We've got a Democrat-controlled Senate. We've got a Republican-controlled House. And nothing's getting done.
No, and the thing is, I'm all for nothing getting done because that means, you know, less intervention into our lives, but recognizing that this has taken over 100 years to get to this point, we have got to do a lot better in communicating the message, right? It's just a problem of communication, right? That's why Obamacare would really succeed. They just got to get better PR. And last night, probably is more honest about the news than a lot of the news shows out there. They actually did that. They had Obama on trying to figure this thing out, and they did figure it. They just needed to go to the people because the people would be able to explain it. They're passionate people about Obamacare. And let's go hear from Obama and an average American citizen about what this bill is all about. Get ready to get sick or get healthy. I'm not sure. Go ahead and run clip one.
As many of you know, next Tuesday, the online insurance exchanges for the Affordable Care Act will be open to the public. While this is exciting news for all Americans, polls show that many are confused by the details of the law. And some have criticized me for failing to explain it better. So today, I've asked some regular Americans to come out and tell you how the Affordable Care Act will change your lives for the better. Regular people like Jennifer Osborne, a sales clerk right here in Maryland,
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. And let me start by saying I am psyched for Obamacare.
There you go. I love that enthusiasm.
Because now that I've got free health care, I can get sick all the time. Free medicine, y'all.
Well, that's not really how it works.
I've stopped washing my hands, and I'm licking hella Subway poles. Thanks, President.
Did she say she's licking what? Subway
she's
poles?
She's licking hella Subway poles, man. I mean, yeah. I mean, now you can get sick now. You don't have to worry about it. You get free medicine, free health care, right?
Well, there's a portion of the American population that is convinced because they were given free free cell phones as well. And
that's
EBT
right.
cards, electronic benefit, they call them, or transfers, which are, you know, another way of how many people are on food stamps. Folks, it's not about getting you free medicine. It's about guaranteeing that the drug gravy train keeps on rolling for Big Pharma.
Well, and the funny thing, Robert, is you see she's saying, I stopped washing my hands. Well, you know, we know for a fact that actually that probably would keep you from getting sick, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, to an extent. I mean, but if you're playing around in the manure,
different. Yeah,
yeah, of course. But under normal circumstances, we don't want you to overly live in a germ-free world because it's those very microbes that protect us. But that is, again, the misunderstanding or misapplication of how the natural world works with the germ theory versus the law of the terrain. Now, there are other folks on the other side of the equation that don't like Obamacare because they don't perceive that it's going to provide free drugs and all the goodness so you can start licking your telephone poles or subway poles.
Whatever
you're doing there.
You get splinters if you lick a telephone pole.
Right. So let's hear about this other aspect of visualization and the perception of Obamacare. Go ahead and run the next clip.
Okay. Is there anyone here with something serious to say about the new health care system?
I'm Senator Ted Cruz, and I do not like you in a box. I do not like you with a fox.
Not more Dr. Seuss, come on. Huh?
I speak for the trees, because the trees do not speak. But if they could speak, they would say, shut down the federal government.
Security.
Pardon me, hear who, but the only thing I'm hearing right now is socialism!
Now, of course, technically, Obamacare is not socialism. It's fascism. It is the corporate control of basically government-run or government-mandated medical care. And, of course, there's no health care in it. This is what we've argued over the years here on Robert Scott Bell Show, that they're, you know, screaming about Obamacare, and it's distracting you from the real issue, and that is health freedom. And that is nowhere to be found in this or any Republican plan that claims we're all about the free market, right? The Republicans wouldn't know a free market if it hit them on the head with a pill bottle, you know, or anything like that. Because there's corporatism, which is corporate welfare, and then there's direct welfare to individuals. And you could say, okay, the Republicans are more about corporate welfare, the Democrats are more about individuals. Well, quite honestly, they're all about the same thing. I saw something on the social networks that they're like two cheeks on the same butt.
Oh, well, you know, it's funny. Speaking of butt.
Yes.
In this next clip that we've got an actual doctor.
Oh.
A doctor of emergency medicine that is coming on to basically tout what she thinks about Obamacare.
Bottom line, healthcare costs have spun out of control in this country. Okay? And no one knows that better than our nation's overworked ER doctors, like Dr. Melissa Cronish.
Look, I have no idea what the hell this law does, okay? All I know is Obamacare or no Obamacare, people need to stop putting stuff up their butts.
Interesting.
I went
okay.
to school for 8 damn years, so don't you dare look me in the face and tell me you fell on a toy fire truck, you monster.
Dr. Cronish, come on.
You want to save $5 billion a year in health care costs? Stop putting stuff up your damn butts.
Actually, you know, she's only half right because what we want you to do, we're encouraging you to do, is put coffee up the bum.
Organic. Oh, come on. How did I know you were going to go there?
Well, we want real health care. We want detoxification. We don't want more drugs, more toxic wastes going in every orifice of your body, quite honestly. And much of what's going in there is government sanctioned.
Why is it every time you bring that up, that's right about the time I'm picking up my mug, about to take a drink?
Yeah, well, I always time it just right, just to get a little snicker from Super Don. RobertScottBell.com is the link. That's where you go. Get all the show notes. You want to link out to the stories we're going to cover today. We've got more structured water, a follow-up from last week. I have some questions. Also, got a complaint about Carol Alt Show, who I've been promoting on Fox News there. Yeah, can you believe
it? But I warned about Carol.
I've known. I don't think it's, well, we're going to talk about it because I... Listen, I warned you. I told everybody out there. I said, don't be complaining to me when somebody comes on that show and is a shill for something that we don't agree with. Because, well, hold on. I will get to that. I don't want to jump the gun. Do we have any more audio real quick here before we go on this Obamacare debacle?
Actually, I don't know. Tom, if you've got it there, guess who reared his ugly head, his big, fat, ugly head. I'm sorry, but it's true.
Who did?
And decided to play... the card that the Democrats quite often like to play when it comes to a political battle, that would be the race card. Here's Ed Schultz actually playing the race card about Obamacare.
This is about hate, and it's now at your doorstep. This is about trying to make this president be viewed in the history of this country as a man who couldn't succeed. There is an element of serious racism here.
Really? This, you know, the racism that I see is the fact that they're trying to drug the minorities, if there are minorities anymore, if that's even a politically correct, I don't even care. The fact is, this has nothing to do with race when it comes down to the heart of the truth of the matter. Yeah, sure, there are racist people out there. Most of them are not. They're just prejudiced and not real racist because the definition is different than what Ed Schultz seems to know. But these MSNBC race baiters are distracting you just as the Republicans and Democrats are from the real issue. Who up there, besides Ron Paul, who's retired now, have been arguing for years about, hey, roll back all of this, allow the people to go to whatever doctor they choose to go see, allow the transparency of the prices of them to be known because they're the bureaucracy of red tape is removed, and allow homeopaths and herbalists and Reiki masters and all other doctors and non-doctors alike to compete to see who does it best? But no, they can't have that because we live in a nanny state protectionist culture that only wants the drugs that they feel are the replacements for having to live differently, having to actually take responsibility for eating the food as it was grown by our ancestors. Instead, no, we don't have to grow the food. We just have to take the pill. We can't afford it. Well, Obamacare is going to give it to us so we can lick Subway poles. What the heck is going on, man? Drugs are not the answer. In fact, I'm going to tell you how dangerous they are, according to the FDA. After this break, you're listening to the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Rocks on for health, freedom, and healing liberty.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237. 686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, what's the key to Obamacare? It's more drugs, more super drugs to defeat the super bugs that the super drugs have created. Ooh, this is a nightmare, of course. It's been a nightmare.
I like
before.
That. So would the pharmaceutical reps be super thugs?
I like that, Super Don.
All right.
Yes, Super Thugs. The Obamacare reps are Super Thugs for sure. New ways are needed to fight the infection, Clostridium difficile. And let's see, how are we going to do this? Because this is off of Medical News Today. The key, because we know, what is the key to fighting superbugs? Everybody wants to know, or they should want to know this.
Yeah.
But it isn't actually technically more antibiotics, according to the headline here. The key to fighting superbugs could be restricting antibiotics.
Oh, welcome to the party. Thank you.
So that lady who we just heard in the audio clip that wants to lick telephone poles or whatever poles, whatever?
Subway poles, not telephone poles.
I'm sorry. I just got to get the image right. Okay. That person, not in good shape because Obamacare might not provide more antibiotics. Might be less. And they're acknowledging here the overuse and abuse. It's like that should be a major league moment of duh. Is creating the very bugs, like Clostridium difficile. The thing is, what brought on C. diff? Because, you know, we've been doing this show together a long time, Super Don, many years ago. We never even talked about something called C. diff because it wasn't really on the radar. And I think it started popping up in the late 90s a little bit, more so in the 2000s, as the purple pills, the proton pump inhibiting drugs that are all going to be available to you through Obamacare. Some kind of drug coverage, although those things are a lot now available over the counter, stopping the production of stomach acid and facilitating the growth.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry the Cable Guy, right?
Yeah, that's right. He does promote the purple pill, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. That's the kind of air done we don't need.
So the purple pill has somehow facilitated the spread of C. diff, huh?
In my humble opinion, homeopathic opinion, abso-frickin-lutely. And so the very super bugs that are super dangerous are being caused by the, let's say, you called them super thugs. What do we call the doctors in this equation? If the drug reps are the super thugs, what are the doctors, the super, I don't know, mugs? I don't know where to go with that. You got to find a good
rhyme.
I
don't know.
For that. Well, if you give us a call, does the phone, is phones working today?
I think so. Give out the number. What is it?
866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, we're going to do some more structured water. I had a question from last week, so I've asked Paul Barrettiero to join us next hour a little bit. And, well, if you would like to call up and be part of the show, you can do that. Now, the antibiotic resistance, yes, it's been developing almost from the very first use of an antibiotic like penicillin. So it's not like it's new. This has been going on for many decades. But they don't have the solutions because they refuse to acknowledge the properties of the most extraordinary trace element on planet Earth for this particular purpose, and that happens to be silver. Silver neutralizes bacterial species, even the drug-resistant ones. I've seen firsthand studies of the hydrosol being used in place of things like vancomycin, which is a last resort antibiotic when all others fail, showing it 88 times more efficient and effective than these most powerful of explosive napalm drugs into the gut. Now, how dangerous can it get? It gets even more dangerous here.
Vancomycin, I think, is a bit outdated.
You think so?
Because, yeah, believe it or not, Pfizer has an antibiotic that I believe is called, it's either Tigacil or Tigacil. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I think it's based on one of these drugs that they're utilizing and approving, and they're finding out that one of the effects of the drug It's death.
Death. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, side effect, death. Yeah. Wonder if I want to take that.
Well, there you go. I mean, the FDA is appropriately called here on this show the Fear and Death Administration. I mean, they acknowledge that they approve this drug, yet they acknowledge, too, that it is deadly. Deadly. Yeah. So we're having to rethink this whole thing, citing the death risk. They put the most severe warning to Pfizer's Tigacil. Now, Superdon, if a supplement, or let's just say silver did this, if it caused death in one person, it would be banned and sent off planet.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to the FDA.
Yeah. And here's the thing. The agency, this is actually quoted in the article. The agency said it's not clear why the drug is associated with a higher risk of death. But it's still on the market?
Yeah.
It's still on the market? We don't know why it's killing people, but we'll still sell it to you.
They're scientific. They don't know why, and they acknowledge it. They admit it. Oh, my gosh, do we give them points for honesty? It's a little late. How many people have to die before the FDA gets honest and goes, we don't know. Too late. Obamacare coming to a theater near you or to your home. Will it? Do you want it? 866-939-BELL. We're going to talk about a healthy you and Carol Alt's new show on Fox News, because I got somebody that was bitching about it a little bit. And I have got Carol Alt's box back on this one. We'll be right back.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
A healthy
healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted Junior again is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Yeah, if you got a mission and passion for healing, this is the place for you. We don't ask permission where none is required, which is why Obamacare is something that should be inconsequential for everyone.
Honestly, if you understood your ability to nullify it and say, no, there's an Amish exception. There's probably a Christian Scientist exception, too. How do they just make, I'm just asking, how do they make exceptions to the rule for just some but not everybody, right? You ever think about that? Religious freedom.
There's always a way.
It's not just for only some Americans. But again, it takes it to another level because it kind of deflates the entire, look at them arguing about there, the left butt cheek is yelling at the right butt cheek. and I mean, I'm amused by it. At the same time, I realize so many people are trapped in the Hegelian dialectic they can never escape because they
stuck in the middle with you. I mean, what a great song when they came out with that. So
exactly.
True.
Exactly. Now, remember we had Carol Alt on just the other day. Supermodel, she's just a bright, bright, bright light. And she was given the opportunity to do a show, a health show on the weekends on Fox News. And it airs 4 o'clock Eastern, Saturdays and Sundays right now. I think they've committed to 30 or 40 shows, she said, which is really
40,
stunning.
She said. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but one of the things I said, and we were talking primarily about her interview with Dr. Nick Gonzalez, which was so stunning that she was able to interview him about what he did to help her to get well, that he can help people overcome cancer without chemo, radiation, or surgery using enzymes and coffee enemas. I mean, they actually said all this stuff. And there was no doctor coming on right after him or right alongside him to yell at him and go, oh, you're just a crazy natural doctor and try to discredit him. And I was so stunned by that. I said on the air, I was so stunned by that. And I said also, I believe I remember saying this, I said, now, I don't want any of my listeners calling up to complain, writing a complaint that you're going to see a segment or two occasionally on Carol's show that you're going to go, hey, that's not right. That's not healthy, right? And she even admitted that they were throwing dietitians at her that she couldn't yet say no, but she's learning what they're going to throw at her so she can say, not on my show.
Right.
She doesn't run Fox News, but Fox News, thanks to Roger Ailes, gave her the opportunity to do a show on natural healing, talk about veganism and raw foods and things, and not be, you know, yelled at or shouted down or called crazy names. Now, there was I haven't seen this weekend show, but a listener did exactly what I predicted would happen. And this comes from Gary, and I'm not mad at Gary for doing this, honestly. I'm glad he, you know, brought it up, gives me an opportunity to reemphasize what I said earlier in the week. Hi, Robert. I watched Carol Alt's show this weekend, and it had the vaccine debate on it. I was sad on how she let the male doctor get away with lies and scare tactics, but barely gave the female doctor time to speak and prove him wrong. Sad. Hope you talk about this on the show, Gary. Well, here we are. We are talking about it on the show. And this is the point. It's, what is there, a third show in or so? And
yeah, third or fourth.
Lining up the guests that can talk back to a doctor in the way that we would, it's not an easy thing to do. And from what I understand about this, and I've been talking with Carol behind the scenes, she wouldn't mind saying that because she greatly appreciates all of you guys and gals out there supporting this effort. She said, basically, I didn't know that this woman wouldn't be as strong on the vaccine issue as she had hoped she was to counteract this because, you know, the Fox News folks say this you have to do. They're going to say this to Carol. Carol, you have to have this expert on. She's going to have to go, well, if I fight it, she could lose the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I weigh that out and go, listen, to get the kind of information Carol's capable of delivering, the guests she's capable of bringing on Fox News, I am not complaining at all 1 second about a bad segment where a vaccine aficionado supporter medical dunderhead gets the upper hand on another guest. Because I think things will shift as time goes on. But if she tries to shut that down right now, say bye-bye a healthy you. That's my perspective on this, because it's so stunning that she has this opportunity to release this information. Am I making any sense here?
Absolutely. Listen, it is an uphill battle, and I can speak from my own experience, and actually you and I have experienced this, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you look at the beginning of the birth of the Robert Scott Bell Show, right? I mean, you were on the air for a while before you and I met and I got involved. But just in the period of time that you and I have worked together, it is an uphill battle to try and get your foot in the door and stick your elbows out and say, hey, this is my space inside the mainstream media.
Right.
They're constantly coming at you with all of the pre-programmed, scripted stuff that everybody gets the memo on day after day, and all of the news bites and sound bites that are coming from MSNBC and Fox News and and the websites and everything, to get in there and kind of push the envelope and get a message out there that does not jive with what the mainstream media machine is trying to put out there. It's not easy. And so you have to imagine Kara Ault is in the beast. I mean, the belly of the beast.
The belly of the beast.
I mean, she is at Fox News, and she's talking alternative health. And so, listen, they are going – listen, these – like Fox News and all of these media machines, they are pre-programmed to a particular message. And so you get somebody working on a show, a producer or somebody like that, they have a way that they do things. It's like – we need to talk about this particular subject, so this is the person that you get off of this list of guests that have been approved for being on the air.
And Super Don, they have their own in-house medical doctors. You know that. We've picked on them over the years. We've let them have it when they deserve to have it. But what they deserve is praise for carrying Carol's show and for giving her a commitment like
this.
And that's what I'm encouraging all of y'all to do, even you, Gary, who's not liking that particular segment. And I understand. Believe me, that's why I said what I said. I said, there's going to be more like that. But Carol's got to be given some time to be able to flex her muscles in a way that doesn't upset the apple cart too much. And if they know that you're listening, you're watching, you're paying attention and telling your friends and supporting this, this will encourage them to support Carol even more. Now, we don't know after 30, 40 episodes if it's going to succeed in the long run because it is so, let's say, counter the official story of modern medicine being sanctimonious and savior to everyone. Right. But, you know, Fox News, they're leaning against Obamacare. We know that. And in that way, we have some alignment with them, even though we don't have any official channels other than, you know, our relationship with Carol. And I think we've had Judge Napolitano on this show once many years ago.
We have, yeah.
But the reality is the mainstream, lamestream, toxic, polluted, pharmaceutically conflicted media is coming our direction. They have to because they are losing audience. Even Fox News, number one in cable, is losing audience to shows like this, to Natural News and Mike Adams, to Alex Jones right here on GCN, because the message that we're delivering is actually more in line with where people are at or going, where they're going. And so with Carol, I've got a great open dialogue with her, behind the scenes, if you will, and you can be comforted if that is a comfort to you to know that she is one of us. She's got integrity, and she is very aware of what she's up against, even being in there doing what she does. So anyway, that's my encouragement for the moment that this is something that we want to support in any way. And if you have more complaints about it, Gary, by all means, I'm just joking. Don't call me. Yeah, by all means, call me. Let me know. And we're talking to Carol constantly now behind the scenes to help support, make this a success.
Yeah, we'll be hearing from Carol again. We're looking forward to working with her and helping her out and having her on the show and helping her spread the message. And, you know, interesting, Robert, we're talking about vaccines.
Yes.
And this vaccine expert coming on and the situation on Carol's show. Interesting article over on Natural News. Did you see this? That, you know, we've talked about squalene in the past.
Yeah, in fact,
squalene was one of the things. Oh, yeah, you know, the adjuvant that, you know, was causing all these problems and stuff. And you would think that after all of that, that squalene would not be in vaccines anymore, correct?
Well, you would hope so. Now, this is just to lay back the controversy, exactly. We had Gary Matsumoto, the author of Vaccine A, all those years ago, and it really ties into what we're talking about with mainstream media, because he was like a frontline mainstream, I think, ABC News reporter. And he could do nothing wrong. He was a rising star. He had major national coverage, wrote stuff for the AP, and an all-around really a good guy because he was a journalist. He investigated a subject, turned into a book called Vaccine A, all about the anthrax vaccine mostly, as it related to Gulf War illness from Gulf War 1 and 2. What happened to these vets? What was possibly causing the problem? And he recognized that the MF59, which is a squalene, was added to these anthrax shots for adjuvants, that is to hyperstimulate immunity.
Right.
They want to hyperstimulate immunity, and by doing so, they can use less of whatever they think they need or make sure that they have the antibody response that they want. Of course, it's much worse than that because that hyperstimulation can stimulate you into autoimmune diseases. into paralysis, into Guillain-Barré, and, of course, what is that Gulf War? So now they're evidently adding it into some flu shots. The regular mom and pop, if you can call them that, flu shots you get at the grocery store, at the drug store, they're now admitting that they're adding into some of the flu shots that are out there. And it's bad enough that 25 micrograms of mercury are in those flu shots. But you want to devastate people. And if their intention is to devastate the people who are taking this stuff, maybe that's a good idea for them. MF59 is squalene. Solution to what? To good health. To taking people out, to make them dependent on drugs and Obamacare, to make it so, let's say, untenable to stand against this kind of government-sanctioned insurance scheme that helps only the pharmaceutical industrial complex. So the book, Vaccine A, the Covert Government Experiment That's Killing Our Soldiers and Why GIs Are Only the First Victims, that was by Gary Matsumoto. And he was stunned because he was blackballed from his own profession after he came out with that book. He couldn't find work. I remember him on the show. We've got to find that old audio. It goes back many years. He was practically crying on the air because I asked him if he knew what he was getting into, and he said he had no idea. He thought that you're being a good Boy Scout when you go out and investigate and you publish it, which is why, again, why we support what Carol Alt is doing, because it says there are cracks in the armor of that old media guard that doesn't let the unofficial stories to get through, like that there are cures for cancer, like that there are options besides antibiotics to deal with the superbugs. You follow me here? So this is what we got today. Now, we also have more science that we've got to cover that you scratch your head when they're funding certain studies, and you know what those are called. We've got one of those coming up in just a little bit. But give us a call, 866-939-BELL, Monday through Friday on, Sunday through Friday, actually, on naturalnewsradio.com and GCN, GCNlive.com. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And you can let me know by putting some information or comments in there, and we'll read it on the air if you'd like. Or call us now. And, of course, a moment of what is coming up? What does it relate to? How many of y'all like to shop? Any materialists out there?
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Cobella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Way, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Way, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Way comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Are you having a good time this Sunday afternoon with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Let us know. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Special shout-out, Vitamin G, coming to you, Dottie. She says, just want to wish you a blessed Sunday. You have no idea what a gift you are. Keep growing. And yeah, that's very kind of Dottie.
Nice.
Thank you. Very sweet. Very sweet. So we have to cover science from time to time because people are like, you're anti-science. They always claim Mike Adams, anti-science. You know, we are tending toward non-materialistic forms of science. That's true. You know, those that exceed the grasp and the limitations of the official sanctum of the science of religion, or the religion of science known as scientism. But from time to time, we also got to observe that there's a lot of money being thrown at studies. Some good, some bad, some ugly. Some so ridiculous they can only be called today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by the Kitchen of the University of Michigan Clinical Research Unit. What is it with Michigan and kitchens? Is this like a kitchen truck? I don't know what this was. This delivery system. They have a dash thing called Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension, but the headline here is the Moment of Duh. Healthy eating benefits heart failure patients, according to the study. And up until this point, Super Don, you were under the impression that going out and having some McVeggies was going to do it for him.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was. I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, of course. The non-chicken McNuggets. That was the way.
The hairy McNuggets.
The pathway to health for those with heart failure. Healthy eating habits can significantly reduce high blood pressure and improve heart function.
in heart failure patients, according to who funded this? Yeah. How do they get money at the University of Michigan Clinical Research Unit? Tom, on the board, what's up with Michigan? Isn't that where you're from?
I don't want to defend them.
Don't want to go there.
Speechless. Yes.
Want nothing to do with that.
This is where
my name is no longer Tom. My name is now Joe. Yes.
This is where the Michigan DNR, Department of Natural Resources, they target pigs for execution, who they call feral, just because a farmer doesn't want to pen them up and pump them full of antibiotics. What is wrong with Michigan? Somebody, let us know. We got good friends up there in Michigan. There is some sanity up there. But it's few and far between in the government sector, of course. So they end up going to healthy things like reducing sodium, ignoring the fact that, as we've covered over the years here, and we just had Stephen Huer on the other day talking about salt, what it is and what it isn't, or what it should be, all of the minerals present versus just sodium and chloride. So,
Robert, I gotta nail Tom here again. Guess what?
We got
another Michigan State University story.
No way. Two in a row? Is it another moment of
doubt? Another study. Here is a study from Michigan State University. Now, I want you to tell me if this makes sense to you.
Okay, we're listening. Everybody got your ears on. Go ahead.
Did you know that according to the Michigan State University, people who are continually faced with rocket attacks have been found to not benefit from compulsive spending?
Like shopping?
Correct.
Super Don, when rocket attacks are coming my way, the first thing I think about, I'm going to Macy's to get a dress. I mean, what is that?
We're almost out of time here, but I got to squeeze this in. The headline says, shopping doesn't help in the face of trauma. And I'm thinking, okay, that kind of makes sense. But study of people continually faced with rocket attacks found compulsive spending made stress worse. Now get this. Michigan State University conducted a study of these people, 139 people in a southern Israeli town that was targeted by rocket attacks for 6 months, and found that when they went and bought a new pair of shoes, it made their stress worse.
It didn't help. Moment of double down. And, of course, Mani Shema, Shalom, you've got rockets coming down on you, little Hebrew coming your way. Go out and shop. No, it's not helping.
I want to find out who in the heck thought this was a good idea to survey people that are being attacked by rockets. To find out whether compulsive spending was good for them or not.
Well, this is a materialism, the stress of materialism, doubled, tripled, quadrupled under rocket attacks. And if we look at this in a little deeper way, somebody I know, a former president, could have benefited from this study. Actually, George W. Bush. Remember him after 9/11? What did he say? Go out, go shopping.
Yes.
He's still wrong.
He was
still wrong. What can you say? But we're right, and you're right, because you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Tell your friends, we got a whole other hour of healing, and then we kick it all into gear on Monday with Advanced Medicine Monday as well. So stick around. Go to robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL. We've got lots more, including good water, structuring it, and also artificial sweeteners. Not so good. We're going to talk about that after the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.